From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday they seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants and the American-led coalition fighting IS. The city was on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. Robert Raphael has more.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bai Hassan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Iraqi forces again advanced rapidly through the northern reaches of the country Tuesday, recapturing territory and to the largest oil field from the Kurds. At least 52 people are dead, 200 wounded in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday. Officials say that attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near the training center in Gardez, the capital of Paktia province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen stormed the center and engaged in a shootout with the police. A source says that the provincial government said the Paktia police chief was also killed in the attack. Thousands more Rohingya refugees are crossing the border from Myanmar to Bangladesh. The United Nations Refugee Agency said Tuesday it brings the number to 582,000, the number of Rohingya who have fled the country since August 25th. This is VOA News.